Hello, everyone. Welcome back to hour number two of week 34 of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, tell me how Jeff dies.
I was going to say, it's a miracle. Look, we're all still here. It's not just like an empty screen for one of us. So we're in the midst of combat. I think, actually, the initiative falls to you, JP.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to do some stuff.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Is there water on the ground on any form? Like, is there a broken pipe? You know, just spewing water.
I mean, if you look around, there's like a H2O like pipe that runs water around in the station that you could break, but there's no like water on the ground right now.
Could I break that on the opposite side? Let me ping.
Sure. Yeah.
Could I break that right here so that it sprays right here onto the creature?
You just want to kind of spray water out into the middle area?
And the second, the follow-up question is, if I do this and it hits the creature and I hit the creature with the stun baton, how much extra damage do I get on said creature?
It would make the stun baton like AoE and much easier to hit with. I don't think it would increase the damage, but it would definitely make it easier to electrify anything in that area.
So I could potentially just figure out whatever makes the stun baton stun and just throw that into the water and electrify the water?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, you could shoot the pipe and spray water all over the place and then, like, basically break the baton or, like, stick the baton so that it stays on in like, go mode and then just throw it in the pool.
Yeah. As long as it blocks off... here, I'll go a different color. As long as it blocks off, like... this area right here, so anything that passes through it either has to like make a check to not get stunned or whatever. Take damage from it.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense.
Okay, that's what I want to do. However many rounds that takes.
Okay, I think this round you can shoot, and then the next round you can throw.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay, so go ahead and
I need to
make
roll.
Make an attack on AC 10. It's not hard to hit.
Should I just do to hit short, or do I need to do it long? Jesus, that's big. That what? Thing's massive.
It's not actually that size. Not to scale. Hold on. There we go. It's a giant, scary hand.
Okay. What is the AB?
AB. It's your your class attack bonus. You should actually just be able to roll it from the character sheet. If you filled out.
I never got the weapon AB of the stun baton. Which is unfortunate.
There isn't one. Unless it's an energy weapon, there's none. All so
right, let's just see what happens when I hit this.
Well, you're not using the stun baton, though, right, to shoot out the wall?
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm using the plasma pistol.
Yeah.
What? Fucking close the input. Oh, there we go. Okay.
So plasma pistol will give you a... or it's a thermal pistol, and it gives you a plus one to hit by default.
So that's AB plus one?
Yeah, so weapon AB is 1.
AC 10?
You should be just like, AC is 10, yeah.
What is, there we go. Attribute modifier, that's based off dex, right?
Dex, yeah.
Dex is, of course, the big old minus 1. Hooray. Other modifier, 0?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you hit the wall, you fire, and I think that, like, you get what you want. You shoot the pipe, and it sprays water all over the place, but it's... not as controlled as you had hoped. And I think... nope, I just deleted the entire wall. Can you clear your blue? Or here, I'll just draw over
it. The blue is yours.
I didn't draw that. Who drew that?
Steven did.
Damn it, Steven. Thank you. It actually ends up creating a puddle of water in this area. And... oh, thanks. Thanks for that. Alpharius... Alpharius, yeah, totally. Alpharius and Eric, you get like splashed with like dirty water that sprays out of this broken pipe, but not like soaked or anything. Yeah, it's a big bone.
Great.
Scary bone.
Yeah.
Get shit out of here. Why can't I delete this? I hate you. All right. So now the arm thing and the minions will go. So the arm thing comes like crawling into the water. And it's, like, just standing in it. And it's going to attack one of Eric or Alpharius. I'll just roll randomly. 1 to 3, it's Eric. Okay, Alpharius. And armor class is 0.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Is it still 0?
Yeah. It stays 0 since I activated
the remainder of the fight?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It would be normally be -1, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so it misses. So what it does is, it's when it comes around the corner, it's like standing in, like, you know, knuckle deep in this pool of water. It's getting kind of sprayed with the water. The top part of it sort of opens like a flower, and it just throws like shards of metal at you. So it's just like basically pulling them up from inside of it, and then hurls a chunk of metal. But it bounces off your shield and sticks into the wall.
Damn.
Yeah. So. The minions of the abomination, they are gonna stay hidden behind it. They're not moving up. Which means, Eric, it is your turn.
Okay, this thing is fairly close now, right? You said, well, I guess it's like right next to me.
Yeah, it's right. It's come right up into the puddle of water Higgs has created.
It's burst fire the second time.
Okay.
Kill shot.
You said its AC was 3?
Yes. AC is 3.
The suspense.
What the hell is that shit? Okay, hang on. I rolled a 14. No, there's got to be something wrong with the macro.
You actually hit. You rolled a 20.
Yeah, I didn't put a plus 1. So yeah, I think it's a 14 right. Plus a total of 6 is a 20, yes.
It's okay. Saying plus 1.
Let me try to roll as you for a second. So which one are you clicking?
I'm clicking the attack next to my spike thrower.
Okay. There might be a missing.
Oh, kill. You know what? It's because, yeah, I don't have a 0 in the weapon AB. That's what it is.
Let's see.
Cool. So that screwed up my attack damage as well.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now we got numbers. Okay, cool. All right. So roll your damage.
Roll 3d8.
What are the other numbers it rolls then?
It's supposed to be rolling damage at the same time.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, and that's actually oh no, it's not a +2 to damage. It's only +2 to hit. No, it's +2 to hit and damage, so it's a 7 damage.
Okay. Yep. All right. So you unload, and what, each burst is 3 shots?
Yeah.
So it's like another blast. Shards. This time they hit it, and they do enough damage to like shred part of the arm. And a chunk of it sort of falls over onto the ground, and it's kind of like flopping, and its little tendrils are trying to right itself, and it's bleeding that gray ooze into the water.
Do I add my dex mod to damage?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think it's just to attack. Okay. Ozymandias 79.
What?
We checked.
Oh.
Here's the new rule for chat. If you want to, if we're doing something wrong, tell us what to do right, but give me a page number, because without a page number, I can't believe you. So, okay, so cool. You do some damage. You hurt the thing. Piani, you have full access of the. You can actually see, like, when Higgs shoots the wall, a little like blue alert light comes up, and it's like H2O supply is reducing, and it like shows it. It shows it like going down.
Okay,
it's gonna last a while, but it just shows the damage.
Right. Okay.
Wait, did Alpharius go?
It's supposed to be my turn, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Is it? Oh, okay. All right. So Alpharius, you can go first. Yeah, because you got a 7, right, last time?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sure. So the thing just has its arm around the corner that it's shooting at us. Right.
Yeah. It hasn't moved around the corner yet. The arm is like a little turret, basically, that's like shooting metal spikes at you.
No, I meant the big thing.
It hasn't moved from where it is. It's like down here someplace.
Oh, so just shot through the wall is what it tried to do.
It shot at the corner and just blew the wall out. Yeah.
Oh. I guess I would move further down that left side tunnel, so away from the group, out of the water, and be facing the big baddie, okay?
So you want to come down this way?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, there isn't really any cover down that way.
That is correct. I don't think I was getting any cover last time, anyways.
From the wall? Yeah, when it shot. But that's because it shot at the wall. But yeah, you'll be out in the open, but you got a shield, so.
Yep. So from there, I'll just take. I think I have 2 grenades left, so I'll throw one at its. Like past it, but behind it type of thing is what I'm aiming for.
Okay, so you want to hit the three people behind it?
Yeah. Okay. And it.
All right, cool. So you want to target all four of them?
Yeah.
That's totally doable. So with a grenade, you just roll against AC 9.
Okay.
Yeah, always turn against AC 9. On a miss, it'll land in a random direction. But with
so AC 9, and then I'm level 5, so I get a plus 3. I don't get the dex, so just plus 12 then?
Yes, yeah. So you'll need an 8 or better to drop in there.
Well, I get a 31.
Yeah. Awesome. So you just wing it. It lands. It goes, like, right over the thing's shoulder. And, lands in the middle of them. You hear some shouting, some panic shouting. And then the grenade goes off. Go ahead and roll damage.
What is the damage for grenade? Again.
Is that 2d8?
2d8 plus on these.
I might be making that up, though.
I'm very close. It's 2d8.
It's 8d10.
No plus anything? Just 2d8?
Yeah, it's just straight 2d8.
Yeah.
10. 10!
Not bad.
Okay. All right. You kill all three of the non-big Huzzah. Guys. And deal some severe damage. Steven, you actually did one more damage than you thought. You do add your dexterity to the
really?
Combat damage.
Yep. Hey, check it out, chat. Good job, DM chat.
Because chat says, page 60, I went and looked.
I didn't know that. Damn.
So the grenade goes off and throws like blood and robot and human parts all over the place. There's... Piani, you're getting like alarms, like fire damage and like concussion indicated. And
yeah, are any of the corpses on fire?
No, they are not. It's a like fragment grenade, so it throws shrapnel everywhere.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. There would have been a good one-liner in there, maybe if there. But anyway, okay. I'll go ahead and just activate the foam. But can I do it specifically over where the abomination is?
Yeah, the thing over here. Sure. What do you want to do? What's your intent? You want to like foam so it can't see, or do you want to like?
Yeah, I want to just foam the shit out of it.
Okay. All right. Cool. So make a you can like aim the foam.
Wouldn't it just go everywhere?
Yeah. But you want it like you can control the nozzles a little bit because if you let it go everywhere, it'll just cover it with like a light. Foaming. Okay. It'll be like a car wash. But if you want to aim all the nozzles at its face or something to like slow it down. Make a tech roll with intelligence, I guess, because you're trying to like target it.
Okay.
Just a skill roll.
Oh, a skill roll.
Yeah, you're not making an attack roll. Because it doesn't armor class won't help it here.
Right. That is a skill roll, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you spray the foam all over it, but it doesn't manage to like get enough of its optics. So it's still got its full capability for firing at Jeff. I mean Alfarious. So
fuck.
You can still do. You still have your movement though. If you want to like leave your station or whatever, you can still do that.
Is he still like over here?
The abomination is here and Alfarious is down this hallway now.
I will wherever I'm back here, I guess a little bit. I will hold my movement action.
Okay.
That is such a thing.
Let's see. So that makes it big guy's turn, so it's gonna take a shot at Alfarious. Yeah, big green A. Okay, though it's confusing because it could be an abomination.
Just DM the game, Adam. All right, thank you.
thanks for being map guy for me. So it's gonna take a shot. So it's to hit roll. Armor class is 0.
Ow.
Nope. Okay. So it fires at you, and you dodge out of the way, Your shields activate over part of you, so we get this kind of like hex grid effect as the shield deflects the part of the plasma that would have hit you, and then it veers off and just like burns along the wall and then blows up somewhere behind you.
Awesome.
I'm
definitely trying to aggro it. Like, I threw that grenade. I'm definitely in the middle of the hallway.
Yeah. It's basically like planted its feet and just has its gun straight ahead of it and is just firing shots down the hall at you.
Okay.
Higgs, it is your turn.
So Eric's still standing in the water, right?
Yeah, Eric is.
Hi.
What type of damage are we talking about if I just electrocute this?
They'll both just immediately basically take, I'll make like tech saves, and then they'll take either full or half damage from whatever the normal stun baton does.
D3, maybe 6.
What does the baton do? Like damage wise?
I want to say it does. Fuck, do I not have it written down? It says D8 on my thing.
Okay.
That seems awfully high for a stun baton, but I'll take it.
Stun baton, 1d8. Yeah.
What's the AB on it?
There's no additional attack bonus.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think
like
it's
laser D8. Rifles get a +1 for being energy weapons and things like that.
Yeah, it's just laser weapons.
Yeah, it's D8. I'll just... Eric only has 11 HP, right, Eric?
Yeah, which is more than you can do in damage. Would I get any kind of, like...
You're getting a save, I thought.
Resistance or anything like that?
It's going to make you roll a tech save.
Yeah, you'll just have to make a tech save.
All right.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm doing it.
It'll get one, too. Okay, so you just, like, take out the stun baton.
Eric, I'm sorry!
Flip it, chuck it.
I do one of those things where I just slam it down into the water. Very dramatically.
That's like, okay, my tech save is only my worst save.
I, like, lift my head back and my hair flies back as I start electrocuting the water.
It's like a Highlander shit. There's lightning flying everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so you just like jam it into the water, and it fires its entire battery just like discharges into the water. And yeah, both of you will need to make a roll.
Tech save.
Okay.
So close.
Okay. Tell me it passes. So you it got it. Eric didn't. God, roll the D8.
I'm so sorry.
You want me to roll it?
Higgs.
Did you guys? You got to have a
5
for that shit.
That's a lot of damage, Eric. I'm
sorry. I mean, you can't kill somebody with it. It does damage, but
subdual damage. All right.
Well, it's not really. Like, it just damages your hit points, but you can't get killed. It weakens you against further attacks, though. So
yeah.
So 2 damage to the thing and 5 damage to Eric.
Yeah.
This is working great.
Good tactic, Higgs.
Well, I mean, he stood in the water. On. Alf moved.
Two damage is enough to knock it out for now. So the electricity, like, rips through the water. The current shocks the thing. It goes, like, stiff on the ground and, like, flaps around a bunch. And then kind of, like, its palm, like, opens. And it discorporates a little bit. Like, pieces of it sort of fall off. It'll be out of commission for at least a few rounds because it's unconscious. So
great, that totally worked out then. Also, did that blow the battery of the stun baton?
No, because you were just discharging it once into the thing, so it uses one charge like it normally would.
Fantastic.
Since it doesn't kill you, Eric, I'll just keep stabbing the water.
Exactly. Eric,
does this hurt?
We can do this whole thing. Keanu,
heal him again.
All right, so it's again. Out. Eric, it's your turn. You're standing in an electrified puddle of water.
So describe for me the situation regarding the other enemies. The three creatures, the three dudes behind the big creature are dead. The big creature took some damage from a grenade.
Yes, the gestalt thing is damaged, but not not bad.
How far away is it?
It seems to be focused on Alpharius. It's down here someplace. You haven't actually seen it in person yet. And then the hand is knocked out, but it's in restart mode. It'll be up again shortly.
But we think the thing is focused on Alpharius. Okay, I'm going to move over here, like, and be peeking around the corner.
There isn't really a corner to peek around. If you're anywhere in this zone in the middle, it'll be able to see you. That was the point of shooting the corner off.
I can't get, like, partial cover?
Yes, you could have partial cover.
All right, yeah, I want to get to where I can see it.
Could he swim in the water?
I just flop and then just like wail my arms around.
Okay.
Yes, and then I want to double check. So, like, tell me how far away it is when I start to be able to see it.
Okay. So when you get to the corner, it's like, I don't know, 50 meters from the edge. So like back here.
Back that away?
Yeah, here. Like it's taking up this space back here. If we imagine the hallway to go but this way, which it does. It goes like this.
Okay. Yeah, so this is a bit scary.
Yeah,
So Eric, you're here now, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
I take my shotgun.
Uh-huh.
And I use remote manipulation to not my shotgun, but my spike thrower. I use remote manipulation to fly it how often? 40 meters towards the thing. And then I pull the trigger.
Okay.
So let's see. That spends 1 point. Where are my power points? Yep. And it spends.
And you said you're using remote manipulation?
Yes.
Okay.
And let's do it. Boop. So its AC is this thing also AC3?
No, this thing's AC2.
Okay, AC2. Plus, do you want me to add my dex modifier?
Well, remote manipulation gives you a -2 penalty, right? So
you still
use your wield an object to attack at -2 penalty to hit using the relevant combat skill. Okay. So you still get your -1, but
-1 total. Okay, attribute modifier +2.
You fired 2 bursts, right?
Yes, and this is the third. So I'm tracking. It has 15 rounds in it, and I'm subtracting 3 each time. Okay, let's go. Oh, shit.
Nice.
Look at that.
Jesus,
21
nice,
damage?
Dude.
What the fuck? Jesus.
All right. So you just, like float your
it's
fucking rifle around the corner, and then it just, like, boom! There's this, like, resounding shot of the blast of shells. And, the thing just gets shredded. Like, you just blow most of its, like, upper body away, and it kind of, like, crumbles in a wet metal pile. It's shit's all fucked up. It's dead. You kill it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he's
yeah,
killed
I think
everything.
Eric probably just collapses to his knees in the water.
Yeah. And then Higgs electrocutes the water again. Wake up, Eric!
And then I drop more foam on that motherfucker.
That's right. You bury him.
Higgs, that you fucking stupid piece of shit.
Awesome.
Good work. All right, Eric, you killed it. So it's clear now.
Grab its gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alpharius, do you want to go and look at it? Not the gun, but the gun too, but the whole thing.
Yeah, I just check it out, I suppose. Walk over.
Okay. No, so it's less a gun and more like you notice now that maybe the reason the thing didn't move is because the back end of the thing had a bunch of hoses attached to it that run into the wall, and they're like basically just pulling power straight out of the plasma conduit of the station. So it's more of a hose and less of a gun.
Okay. I think with that, then I would use my arm sword to just like cut it up to make sure.
Yeah, so they can't just pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's fine. So you render whatever's left of it unusable. And yeah, it's like I described before, anyone who gets closer to it, it's like just, like a fusion of wiring and metal and various pieces of human beings that it's all kind of like mushed together and fused into this thing. But thankfully, it's now destroyed. Though you can see, like, in the smashed ruin, there's the, like, glittering kind of gel that's still, like, moving a little bit.
Is it glitter in the gel?
Yeah, it's like a grayish, like, thin kind of slime. And you can see that it sparkles slightly under the light.
This is different than what we saw before?
Nah, it's all the same stuff.
What the fuck is this thing, Eric? Piani?
I don't know. Looks like some sort of nanite conglomeration of flesh and machinery. We should probably get out of here. If it's anything like the rest of what we've seen, we'll be seeing it again.
Can we learn anything? Does this thing appear to have any weaknesses besides, you know...
We learned it has to take... Well, wait, it wasn't actually being powered by the ship and using that as a weapon, was it?
No, no. The thing seemed to be running off of some internal power supply. Yeah, okay. I mean, you could roll up your sleeves and dig around in there, but yeah, it wasn't... The gun was just powered by that. It was basically just like a valve that was just like shooting raw plasma at you.
Does it seem like this thing might have a more powerful power supply than the one we grabbed? I want to dig around in it.
If you want to try to make your power supply out of like human organs and like you don't have the skills to make this thing work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, its power supply is essentially like part cybernetic, part industrial, and part human.
Got it. Okay. Because, like, I was, like, all I've got is, like, 6A batteries or whatever. So, that's all I'm going to jury-rig together to create the bomb. But if this thing had something more powerful in it, I would take that. But, no, you're right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Higgins walks over to the now, I would assume, mutilated corpses where the grenade went off. Just kind of like,
yeah, they're not like they're probably missing like a leg or whatever.
Yeah, I just
the damage
like,
is from the waist down, but yeah, there's lots of like shrapnel cutting.
I go over and just like pick up an arm and just like look at the arm and then just throw it back and maybe pick up another leg and look at the leg and throw it back and kind of start picking through the bodies to see if there's anything on them, like a key card or something like that. Or any information, anything really.
Okay. All right, so I think make a luck check.
Do 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 do. Scroll it up. Press in the luck save. Fail.
Okay. You don't find.
Can't reroll saving throws, right?
Right. Just skill checks.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't find anything of use on the bodies.
Okay, I put my hands on my hips and just like, well, I don't think. They're going to be waking up anytime soon. I just kind of like look back and maybe smile to see if I can get any happiness from the group and otherwise
like,
shittiness.
Yeah, we won, and everyone's just like,
yeah.
We need to search for access, though. This might be a place that has it.
Yeah, I'm just worried about more of those things over there. We can keep going, though, if you want. I just kind of like, it's closed off this direction, right, where Alf's at? Or is it open?
Yeah, it looks like there's some kind of like barrier that's been erected there. Like Alferez, you can see it now that you turn around. You don't have a thing shooting at your back. That like someone has erected a barrier of various like tables and like debris kind of across the hallway. And it's all like burned and wrecked on the side that you're on.
I guess I just start walking. You know, the direction where the thing came from then.
Yeah, there's a sign. There's a sign up on the wall that just says, like, it's got one arrow pointing towards where you're standing, Alferez, like towards the blockade. It says research department. And on the other side, it says games. Pointing the way the thing came from.
Well, Alferez, I guess after you. We start walking.
Just nods and starts walking, yeah.
I follow him once again with plasma pistol and Piani's third and assume Eric take up the rear.
Okay. All right. So you start moving down that hallway. And after a few minutes, you come to a central juncture, a kind of like not a waiting area, but like a lobby, I guess. And there's several halls that lead off of it. And there's a main desk. And above it says games. There's a couple of like computer panels at a desk there. The place looks to be in like fairly decent shape. It's not like a war zone like that hallway was, but the lighting here is slightly damaged, and you can see that like there's an automated door that's like sliding open and closed. It looks like there's been some damage to the electrical systems in this area.
So gloomy and scary.
The door won't open, he said?
There's like you're in the like lobby section. Yeah.
And what other doors are there? Or where does this go to?
These all lead out into various like game like rooms or game labs. It's hard to say, right? You just see these like hallways, and there's a lot of like frosted glass like rooms. It's basically like a bunch of meeting room looking areas. You're in like the central area. You can go to a bunch of these different meeting rooms.
Well, do we want to split up?
I mean, I just would like to try to search for anything that might be additional access.
Yeah. So you just want to like Hake said, do you want to split up or do you want to move as a group and just like clear the whole area together?
I think we probably shouldn't split up, especially as this thing appears to be able to infect people.
Well, what's our priority here? What are we looking to do? We're trying to find access to the core, right? That's what we're doing? All right, well, let's start with the most important person here, and I start looking around. Are there labels on any of the rooms?
The rooms have, so the nearest rooms to you, you can see, have, the meeting rooms all have like a little plate over the door, and they seem to be named after, actually Higgs wouldn't, there's like words in Greek, like the first room is just called Pythagoras.
There's some guy named the Pythagoras right there. That sounds kind of important. Just like, let's see what's in there. That sounds like it's important.
I think that's a storage room for Pythagoras. We're probably not going to find what we want in there.
Yeah, you go in there and get attacked by a wild Pythagoras. Like a thing kills your ass. So they're all named after, like, there's one that's called Fibonacci and one called Turing and one called Newton. Then each meeting room just has a different name.
Okay, can we,
I guess we just start knocking them off one by one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So most of the rooms, like a lot of them seem to be like you might expect out of a place called like Games Lab or whatever. Like there's a room, you open it and it's just like a metal table with four chess sets on it and chairs on either side. There's one where you walk in and it's like a one-way mirror into another room. And in that room, there's a card table with like a mahjong set up on it. And they all have like built-in computer terminals.
Yeah.
They seem to be just like observation rooms for like watching people play games and making notes about it.
Are they powered on?
It's Twitch. Yeah.
Piana, you want to computer this? I mean, these seem to be on. You could maybe find some useful information.
Yeah, I will. Let me see what I can drum up in this thing.
Okay, make a computer test.
I'm clearing the room, Adam. Alfred's just kind of moving around, checking everything.
Sure. Yeah, you're on security. Okay. Make your computer test, and while you're doing that, Alfred, can you make a perception test?
With pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm watching out the door behind.
Hot damn, computering so hard.
Fucking success.
Yeah, you both got a good success. Okay. So, Alfarius, the area seems pretty clear. You don't see signs of anybody in the immediate vicinity. Nice and safe. You'll have plenty of time. You know all the like angles if somebody like comes in from the hallway. Piani, you pull up a directory.
Yeah, you got something to say. You want to bank? I'm gonna bank that roll.
Yeah, bank it and roll it.
And re-roll it. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
We see you like tapping away the computer, you like bring up something and it like has a bunch of information, and then we like rewind and it like disappears, goes back into the computer, and then you finish the check. Let's see if you get information this time.
Ooh. Six.
Okay.
That's a psychic power, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
You hit a lock instead. So you like you're working on it and you're like, wait, I got this. And then you just get this weird sense of deja vu, like you've done this before. And then you slip or you hit the wrong key, and it just like says like it gives you a lock. And you'll need to like take extra time to break that if you need to get into
okay.
I go up and like put my arm around Piani. I'm like, well, no one gets it the first try. But you should have pushed that button
if
instead.
You only knew.
And I just push a random button.
If you only knew.
Yeah, you just push a random button. Some like music turns on in the hallway. Some like random like hold music, like you turn on the speakerphone or something.
It's right. Moby again, isn't it?
Yeah, Moby's back.
Or Moby.
That Cisco hold music comes on. There you go.
There it is.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so you can do it, but again, it's going to take you like a little while. You're going to need to sit down and like,
okay,
just crack.
I mean, will you have me re-roll, or should I just wait until you tell me?
some other stuff will happen before you're finished. Or
gotcha.
So you're working at it, and you're out. Where are you doing this? Are you out in the like on the lobby like bank of computers?
Yeah, that would make the most sense.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so you're doing that. Alpharius is like on watch. Eric, what are you doing?
I'm looking out the door that we entered through, like guarding our rear.
So you're basically with Alpharius.
I thought Alpharius was going like in scouting.
He was going
the interior.
Room to room, right?
Oh, so Alpharius, because I'm trying to figure out if you're splitting up or not. Because Alpharius, if you're going room to room, then you have to go out by yourself.
We're definitely not splitting up.
Okay, so you've secured the immediate vicinity, and Eric and Alpharius are keeping a lock on it, and Piani and Higgs are over by the computers.
Sure.
Okay.
That right. works.
So Higgs, while Piani is like working away at the computers, can you make a luck check for me?
Absolutely. That's fail.
All right. Okay. So you're all just like hanging out in that area, and you hear down the hallway, because it's like pretty quiet in here. You hear down the hallway the tram is arriving noise. You hear the like 3 or 4 tone sound that the tram makes when it arrives.
Just me?
I think you all notice it at some point. Maybe Piani doesn't, because she's like, you know, working away. But
okay, then maybe I interrupt. I'm like, Piani, can you bring up the cameras from here? Can you get outside? I think the tram just arrived.
Piani, you can do that, but you'll have to stop. You have to give up what you're doing.
Do you want me to keep checking here, or do you want to see the fucking cameras?
I think someone's out there. I'd like to know if they're coming. Get the cameras up.
Alpharius and I can go check it out.
I kind of like look back at him.
Let me keep going.
I'm like shoving shells back into my spike thrower. Ch-chink,
ch-chink. All right, yeah, you two go. We'll be in here. Don't get on the tram.
We won't. All right. Let's do this.
I go with him.
Okay. All right, so you two, you jog down the hallway. You get back to where the water is like puddled in that hall. The hand thing is gone. And you peek around the corner, you can look down the hall, and yeah, the tram has like arrived, the like doors are opening on it.
Okay, and then
we can't clearly see anything on it yet.
No, not from here.
Okay, like the big creature is still there, still dead, right?
The big moldering pile. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is it within a grenade's throw of us? The tram doors.
I don't know. How far can you throw a grenade?
Good question.
About 3 football fields.
His name's Eric Tom Brady.
No, it's definitely not. It's not within 30 meters of you. It's like
he lets a little air out of the grenade. You know, he can
get
a little bit further.
All right. I guess. I mean, I guess I look to Alpharius. I say, "What do you think?"
Kind of look at him, still twitching a little bit, but calming down a little bit more. And I just say, let's see if something comes off.
Yep, we wait.
Okay, all right. So the door's open. You can see right into the tram. But you don't see anyone on board. And then a burst of laser rifle fire. Like, obvious. Alpharius, you see it right away. Like, it's obvious suppressive fire. Starts, like, hitting this back wall. So somebody's like leaned out and is firing to like keep your heads down, and then you see people like coming out and like crouch running out into the hallway.
Are they like running on all fours with like backwards jointed limbs?
Just human shaped bodies. Yeah.
Adam.
You know,
we gotta talk.
Not everything you gotta it's balanced, dude. Balance.
Man. All right, okay. Gosh. Alpharius, how many of those grenades do you have left?
So you're both like back here.
Yeah.
I tell him one.
Could we control that big plasma gun?
No, I dismantled it.
Damn. What if we jury-rigged some sort of booby trap out of the plasma gun remains? Eric thinks to himself before saying, no, that would not be smart. How many of them were there?
Hard to say.
Yep, a handful, something. Should we go back and find a choke point where we can resist an approach?
That is a tactically sound decision.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I fall in behind Alpharius. And...
Okay. So basically the hall that you guys are in on the like shorter scale, so there's like the tram. This isn't connected. I'm just drawing a smaller scale map. So there's the tram here. Comes up. There's like the broken hallway. And then it goes out and down this way. And then there's like the lobby they all were in. So yeah. The two of you are like here and you're falling back. So there's another elbow here and another one down here. And then there's just the door to the like lobby. And then the lobby has various areas leading off to the different like games rooms.
Alpharius, would you give me that last grenade, please?
I hand it over to him.
As we're walking down this hallway, like about halfway down, well, I think like as we're walking past the pile of flesh, I grab some sort of, you know, chunk of it or something like that.
Okay.
He looks at me with widened eyes. Now I am thinking.
You said it. You did it. All right. That's what I do. You walk by and you like go to grab something. Can you make a tech save for me, please?
Oh, God. My best save.
He's dead. Oh, my God.
I got
God.
A 16.
Okay. All right. So you managed not to get like punctured or anything by the like metal bits, but you like, you grab up like a piece of machinery with some like wiring and hair.
Yeah. And we come down this hallway, and about halfway down, I place down the chunk of hair and flesh and whatever.
Down this hallway?
Yep. And I put the grenade and like, yeah. And I put the grenade down like under it.
Okay.
Let me just make sure that this is going to work the way I think. What I'm doing is I'm setting up a grenade there so that I can remote manipulation pull the pin on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And so I put the grenade down, and then we come down to this corner, and Eric just stops and looks around the corner and waits.
Okay, so you hear a bunch of, like, booted footsteps as they, like, basically, like, cover and clear and, like, run up to the corner. So now they're up on this corner. And you can hear them like clustering up on that wall.
I whisper to Alpharius, I say, we're going to need to try to distract them so they don't notice the bomb.
Alpharius looks at you, gives a nod, and then again his mohawk and beard become the skull, and he
battle
walks
mode
out,
activated.
Walks out in the middle of the hallway and just he's gonna shoot at him, standing there.
Okay. All right. So you're going to get shot at, and I'll let you make a shot at them. And then while that's happening, Eric can be doing whatever it is Eric's doing.
Well, Eric's really like he's waiting for them to walk down the hall till they're close to the grenade, and then he'll remote manipulation pull the grenade. So I've like readied an action to pull the pin.
Basically. Sure, yeah. Now you need to be able to see what you're remote manipulating though, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're coming up on the corner, they're firing around the corner, and providing cover fire for the next person to run up to the next hall, and they're like leapfrogging, right?
Okay.
So the best you'll get is like half of them.
That half of them is better than none of them.
Sure.
That
is better than none of them.
Definitely. Okay. All right. So the covering fire, they like come around the corner and they see Alpharius and they start shooting at you, to try to drive you back around the corner. So let's see, laser rifle, and burst is plus two, right?
I think it's minus four.
Yeah, weird. It's different rules for the bad guy.
Yeah, plus two to hit.
All we're in a right. separate combat, though, by the way, so I'm at minus one again.
Yes, okay. So let's see. All right. Let's ignore this roll, because it's off by one.
You're dead.
They had one higher bonus than they should have. Okay, so I got to roll this three times. That's plus seven.
Fuck's sakes.
Cool. Second one was close.
Damn, Alpharius.
Okay, so Alpharius, you get hit once.
Mm-hmm. Only once, not twice?
No, that 23, just ignore that. It's the three below it. Because three of them are firing. Okay. So you take And it's plus two plus their dex bonus, right? We decided that was a thing.
Yeah, that's up to you.
Well, it's two for the burst fire, and then, hey, I gave the bonus to you, so for at least the rest of this episode.
Sure.
We'll keep that rule. All right, so Alferez, you take six.
Okay.
Your shield holds up against the first couple of shots, but one of them hits a weak spot in the shield that's already been hit, and it punches through and nails you. So you take six damage. Now you get to fire at them.
What's their AC?
Their AC is normally, let me see. Here we go. They are warriors. They're normally AC 3, but they have cover. So AC 1.
Whoa. Just miss.
Okay. All right. So they manage to pull back as you like blast the corner of the wall. But they are distracted. So Eric, what are you doing?
So they're still down at the end of the corner.
Yes, they haven't advanced. No, because Alferius distracted them, but also prevented them from advancing.
Right. How far are they from my position?
My goal is to get them to come closer. So I guess if I notice that they stop, then next turn I will be backpedaling and shooting. Or something.
Okay.
I get to move and shoot. So like, if you're okay with combining it, if I see that I'm stopgapping them, obviously I don't want that to happen.
You can take the shot and then fall back if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Like how far away is that corner from the corner that we're at?
The whole hallway is like, I don't know, 50 meters, let's say.
Okay, that's not too crazy. Let me look at my shotgun. Oh, combat rifle. Yeah, I unsling my combat rifle.
Okay.
And let me see if that's got burst
fire. So Higgs, you and Piani start hearing like laser fire down the hallway.
Combat rifle does burst fire. Okay, yeah. So I unload a burst fire from my combat rifle.
Okay.
While you're making this roll, I look at Piani and be like, "You gonna be all right?
Am I? How close am I?
What's their AC?
You got a six. I would say like end of this round you'll have it. End of this like exchange."
Adam, what's their AC?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Shooting at them with a combat rifle.
Just like leaning up, taking a shot?
Okay.
Their AC right now is three. Or sorry, it's one because they've got... Actually, no, they fell back after Alferi's shot. You can't see them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then I hold out my combat rifle. I'm around the corner and I say to Alferius, "We need to get them to come closer." That's all.
I backpedal to try to get them to do that.
Yeah, well, you'll need, if you fall back, then they might, like, they're going to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
Eric also has to, right? Or not, well, like, you can just wait around the corner if you want.
So, like, I need to be able to see the grenade in order to pull the pin.
Correct.
So, like, I'm peeking around the corner, and I won't have my gun out. I'll just be watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So they like, drive you back. They think they drive you back, Alferius. You fall back, and then you wait, and then Piani, you get your access.
Okay.
So it shows a list of all the labs. And you're getting the list. It shows like, you know, there's like maybe like 20 labs, and they're all going through and like listing their status. So it's like checking status. You know, Pythagoras inactive. Turing inactive, and they go through and they're all inactive except one lab that says in use with a little green light next to it. Lovelace apparently is in use.
Okay. Now I'm still in the lobby.
Yep.
And I would now from this know exactly where that is.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to, you can pull up like a quick like information section about like what kind of stuff happens in that lab.
Yeah, can I see the info on Lovelace?
Yeah. Lovelace is used for testing cognitive improvement and precognitive strategic decision making. Those are the experiments that are run in that lab.
I'm like. I'm gonna go to the. I'm and Higgs already left, right?
I think I. Yes, but I think before I left, I was just like, I'm gonna go help him.
All right,
we'll see you
and
soon.
And I probably said I'm almost done.
Okay, yeah. Then I run out. So maybe like, you tell me, Adam. Am I halfway there? Next round, I'll be there.
Yeah. I think you start running for your turn. As soon as you hear the like lasers, you start going for a run.
Yep.
Okay. So you see Alpharius and Eric at the corner. Alpharius looks like he's running towards you. Eric, you want to hold until they come down the hall?
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to walk past that grenade, and then I'm pulling the pin.
Okay. Sure.
Or walk like close enough to the grenade that when I pull the pin, they're gonna get blown up by it.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So yeah, they do. They like run. They basically think that they've driven Alpharius back. They don't really notice you, and then they're like clear. And then three of them start to like roadie run towards you.
Yep.
There seem to be two teams of three. So yep. The second team runs. They walk by the grenade, and then you.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Spend that PowerPoint.
So they're running. Two of them like run past it. The guy in the back hears the ping and looks down, and then he's like, "Foot!" And then it goes off.
Yeah.
So. I'll give them. Why don't you roll the damage? Because it's whatever 2d8.
2d8.
Yeah, let's take roll the damage, and then I'll roll tech saves for the three of them.
7.
Okay. What? All right.
That's great. Yeah. That's roughly average. Holy shit! What?
Well,
that's not roughly average.
Okay, so two of them die. The grenade goes off. The guy at the back who saw it manages to like jump back enough, and it goes off. The two of them get thrown to the sides. They fall down. The guy that saw it, he takes some damage. He's gonna take 3. And he shouts. He's like, shouts something about like defenses in place. Fall back. And then he like runs back to the around the corner where his four friends are.
Cool. Damn, I wish I had a second chunk of that thing. Okay, sure. I fall back following Alpharius back to the position with my friends.
Okay. All right, so the three of you are in the hallway. Is there anything you want to do, Higgs, when you meet up with them?
I guess I walk up and... Do you cock the plasma... How do you make it sound like you're a badass and, like, checking for bullets?
You probably flip the safety off and it does that, like, powering up hum like a
camera
flash.
Yeah, okay,
does.
So maybe you, hear, like, maybe you hear the power up hum and I'm just like, well, what's the status here, Alpharius?
As the explosion's like happening behind me, I just kind of keep eye contact with him, and I'm like, I believe Eric has set off a grenade, hopefully dismembering and defeating a few of them. There are several more behind us.
All right, Piani should be right behind us. We'll meet up with her in just a sec. Let's hold a position. And okay. I guess I just set up I prep a shot if there's anyone coming.
Yeah, same here. I just aim down the hallway.
Yeah.
Okay. Piani, can you make a perception check for me real quick and then tell me what you're doing? Actually, tell me what you're doing first, then make the check.
Well, I was going to go to the lab.
You're going to head for the lab? Okay, perfect. Okay, now make a perception check.
Okay.
Fair life.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Perception checks based off...
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you're running down the hallway towards Lovelace, we see Piani run past, and then we see a grate, like one of the duct grates, like fall open, and this, you know, dog-sized like hand pulls itself out of the grate, and Piani, you hear the like scraping behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to get a grip of yourself.
I ran past the room.
No, you're on your way to it. You're in the hallway. There's like several doors on either side of you. They're all dark. Most of them are closed.
You turn around. There's this arm behind you. It says, "Need a hand."
We're on comms, right?
Yeah. You all have comms.
I'm going to investigate one of the labs.
Yeah, and then that's when you hear the like the clattering and the like scrape. You're like behind you.
Fuck, Piani, you're supposed to be up here with us.
There's something following me.
I mean, if you turn, hand. I was gonna say, if you turn around, you see it. Like,
I like
look. I assume when you hear a noise behind you, you turn. See this thing and like pull itself out.
I look to Alfarius and Eric and just like roll my eyes as I'm mid motion and running back to the other room.
Okay, so Piani, it's gonna like try to jump on you for its action. So it like it's pulled itself out. It's really badly damaged. It seems to have like the part that that got shot before that Eric shot has like ripped off. So it's basically just like the wrist and then this big fucked up metal flesh hand thing.
But wait, Adam.
Yeah.
So it's like midair, about to grab her, right?
No, it hasn't left the ground yet.
But... Well, let's just say it does. Do you think this is a good time to fuck YouTube, or what are you thinking?
We could also go another 5 minutes. It's up to Adam here, where he wants to
put. No, let's keep going. Okay. Because you might get to the lab door, then we can fuck you.
Oh, gotta give it Andy, Adam. You're a pleasant guy.
Yeah.
Got to hand it to you, Jeff. Tried real hard. Thanks, though.
Don't worry, Jeff. I'll go for that 5 minute roll. Yeah.
Thumbs up, Jeff. So it like lunges for you, Piani. What's your armor class?
5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do dead. Yeah. Things feel free to interrupt me
if you have like a psychic.
This is the definition of an unarmed attack, though, isn't it?
I mean. Exactly the opposite. It's an armed attack, if anything.
It is true. It's an armed, yeah.
All right. So
it's
fingers, guys. Think about it.
For now, you just roll.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Yes, it will hit you. You can see it like lunging towards you. It's all jagged metal and fucked up.
Wow.
Stuff.
You just got fucking
roll
hit.
Less than a 9. Fuck. Do I actually want to use this? It's just gonna fucking hit me.
But you get another one after the break, and we're just about to be at break.
No. This is a psychic power. This is different.
Game the system.
Yeah. Do that, yeah. But
yeah, it's
this is not that.
It's not. I have two options. Well, I can either Destiny Shield or I can.
You have something called Destiny Shield.
We're playing Destiny, right? Holy shit!
Why are you so silly?
Can I go and get these Ingrams checked out?
I feel like I shouldn't use Destiny Shield because that's a lot of power points.
You turn into the girl.
How many PowerPoints do you have?
16.
Dude, I've got like 2.
Well, you should manage your PowerPoints better. You should manage your PP better.
With your PowerPoints.
I'm just like, you know, telekinetic ramming everything.
You were kidding about making this take forever, were you?
I'm serious. I'm not fucking around.
I know, you're trying to decide whether you want to get hit or not.
Because it's a big, like, and even if I use it, it might be a better time to use. So, I guess I'll take it.
Okay. So you let it hit you?
I guess so.
And you're going to get fisted.
I am.
Literally.
7 damage, Piani. So the thing, yeah, like,
Piani is dead.
Into you, and yeah, how many hit points do you have left? You're still up, though, right?
4.
I have 4. Yes.
Okay, all right. So yeah, it hits you kind of like in the side as you're turning around, and it's not that it lands on you and grabs you. It hits you and then just kind of like liquefies, and all the wires kind of like wrap around you, and so there's this big, like, it's warm. Like, it feels like hot, like raw meat, basically. Mm. But all these, like, wires have started wrapping around you, and it's like... trying to, like, get these, like, tendrils in your mouth. Like, it's basically just trying to, like, surround you and, like, knock you to the ground.
Oh, it's a face hugger.
It's a big blob of gross, like, wires and metal. Okay. You think you see, like, a tooth in there somewhere.
How many hours away are we from Piana, do you think, then? So it's, like...
5, at least.
Okay. Do you want to just roll up a character now during break, or do you think...
You're about a round away.
I've got one ready.
Piani is, like, Tetsuo's girlfriend in Akira. You're just getting absorbed by the blob. And maybe now we can take our break.
Sounds like a hand of a deal. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Oh, boy.
I got nothing.
Put our hands
together. Yeah, I really put my hands together on that. We'll be right back, guys. We got to go. Abort hour 2. We're out of here.
Hey.
We'll be back in just a bit. See you guys then.